It's the Pittsburgh Tech Report, a weekly snapshot of technology trends, newsmakers, and research in our region. In tech headlines, a Pittsburgh clothing retailer says it's the first in the nation to offer an augmented reality system that allows customers to try on clothes in a virtual environment. Shermisher Downtown will load the tailor-made clothing choices onto a 3D animation to see how the fabrics, colors, and styles work before placing an order. Experts say last week's cyber extortion might have been the perfect storm, and it could be difficult to repeat the conditions that allowed the WannaCry ransomware to proliferate. Mikko Hyppinen is chief researcher at the Helsinki-based cybersecurity company F-Secure. He says ransomware attacks are, quote, not going to be the norm, but they could still linger as low-grade infections that flare up from time to time. He calls this a wake-up call. This week, the Tech Report gets up close and personal with your feet. It all started in 2007 when a group of Pitt and CMU researchers wanted a device that would detect joint swelling in arthritic hands. Mike Formica had just sold his tech company and was looking for something to do. So he jumped on board and started to look for a solution, but wasn't happy with what he found.
In the process of looking around the industry, I learned a lot about how 3D scanning worked. I said, you know, I think we can make our own. So we spent one weekend, we got a laser line level from Lowe's and a digital camera and took a bunch of pictures and made our first 3D image of a Starbucks cup. Didn't look real good, it looked like it got melted in the sunlight, but you could tell it looked kind of like a cup.
When they had improved the tool, Formica quickly realized he had something that would work for other industries, and Three Rivers 3D was born, with Formica as the president and CEO. With a $25,000 price tag, the scanner was only selling to big clients like research museums and the federal government. Then Formica was approached by a company that wanted to scan feet, and they wanted thousands of machines, but only if they were less expensive. The idea was to give a standardized scanner to a doctor who would then have orthopedics such as shoe inserts made by the company. So Formica started to look at every piece of his system.
This is a part that went from about $300 to $40. We buy the chip, then we have a local company make the circuit board, and then we build it here. So we add the lens, we focus it in, we assemble it, and we have our own tooling we've created to make that process very quick and easy. So we cut the cost down quite a bit.
But those cheaper parts often need more calibration. At first, it took an employee with a PhD a week to calibrate each one. They got that down to a day, but it still wasn't good enough.
It was never going to scale. So we developed a machine that automatically calibrates the scanner for us. So we load it in, let it go through its magic in a scenario that we've got covered up with a sheet so nobody can see what goes on there. I could teach you to do a calibration in 2 minutes because you basically just load it up, hit go.
Formica says the system is as easy to install as a webcam. Just plug it in and it works. But doctors had to like it.
3D models look like something an engineer would come up with, and doctors don't like that. So we actually take a color image so it looks like a foot. The doctors get that, and they just get a couple buttons, honestly, the side view, the top view, but the data is very rich inside of it. And then when it goes to manufacturing, of course, everybody uses that data to produce a very good product.
Lynn Hallbelt runs Associates in Podiatry in Pittsburgh. For the first 34 years of her practice, she used foam and plaster to make casts of her clients' feet. But since getting a scanning device, she has gone almost exclusively to digital.
Like a cell phone. Like, how did you live without it? First of all, it saves me half an hour appointment time, which I would schedule to do a plaster casting. My staff is now trained to do the scan.
The scans can be electronically sent to the company making the orthotics, which eliminates the time needed to send casts by mail. The scans also eliminate the risk of the cast being damaged during shipping. Three Rivers 3D is working on a version of the scanner that would allow patients to scan their own feet in a kiosk-like device, which could have uses outside of the doctor's office. And that's this week's Tech Report. I'm Mark Newtbar, 90.5 WESA News.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Ansys, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.